The city of Boise is working to preserve the property where Idaho artist James Castle lived and worked. Castle is known worldwide for his drawings, many of which he created in Boise from the 1930s until his death in 1977. Rachel Reichert is the James Castle House manager for Boise's Arts and History Department. She says Castle was deaf and used his homegrown art to communicate. She'll make a presentation on Castle this evening. She says the city is working to preserve the house and shed in the Pierce Park neighborhood where he drew his pictures and landscapes. Our Samantha Wright talked with Reichert about Castle and about how he became an artist.
So James Castle was born in Garden Valley in 1899, and he was born deaf and presumably never learned formal language. James and his family moved to Boise, Idaho in the 30s, early 30s. Over the period of his life, he more or less turned to kind of a constant production of artwork, more or less as his language and his way of communicating with the world. James is well known for working on found materials and, more importantly, scraping soot from the fireplaces that quartered his houses and mixing it with his saliva and creating an ink from soot and spit.
So describe some of his art. What does his art look like for people who haven't seen it before?
James is known for doing about three different kind of categories of work. He has done drawings, and they're more or less drawings of his environment. So there actually are quite a few drawings of the Boise property, or what we think is the Boise property, structures, people in his life, animals, trees, mountains. And then he's also known for doing kind of assemblages. So these little kind of friends is what we call them, small animals that are kind of bound together by paper and fabric and thread, small people that would be placed around in his environments. And then he's also known for making books, which would be, again, found materials and then stitched together with some kind of fiber or thread.
And when you say found materials, what are you talking about? Are we talking about like McDonald's wrappers, or what are we talking about?
When the family was living in Garden Valley, his parents were the postmasters. So he was exposed to kind of early advertisements, various materials that would come through the mail. And so he started working from kind of magazine clippings, cardboard boxes, butter wrappers, very well known for working on matchbooks, materials that have some kind of substance on one side, so kind of an advertisement or some kind of printed media, and then a blank side on the other half.
So what is Boise doing to remember and recognize James Castle?
We're doing quite a bit. The city of Boise purchased the James Castle House, which is located in the Pierce Park neighborhood, July of last year, so July of 2015. Really, when we purchased it, it was our vision to kind of preserve the environment and the house and then develop programming to sort of activate the space. We will have an artist-in-residence program that will allow an artist to actually live on the site. We'll have a studio on site where the artist will work. We'll have an exhibition space in the house. And then we'll also have two very historic, important artifacts, the shed, which is where Castle kind of lived and worked for many years. And then we recently acquired, through a donation from the James Castle Collection and Archives, the trailer that he lived in since between 1964 and about 1977. So yeah, we're very excited. It'll be a very important kind of historic site and cultural center when we open in October of 2017.
What does James Castle mean to Boise? Why is he so important?
James is a very significant artist for our century. His work is shown all over the world, both in galleries and museums and private collections. And I think it's very important for us to be able to say that we are the home of James Castle. It's very important for us to be saving the kind of modest site of early American life and the profound achievements that happened in that environment. And so we're not only just sharing and promoting the story and life and work of James Castle, but we're also kind of promoting early American life and the kind of pull yourself up by your bootstrap kind of approach to what it meant to be an Idahoan in the 20s and 30s and 40s.
Rachel Reichert will offer a free talk about preserving the James Castle House tonight at 7 at the Boise Public Library in downtown Boise.